Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another episode of Flesh Wound Horror Fleshtober Part 2. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Bugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, Kruger, let them know how it works here on Slashtober.
So what we do for our Slashtober special is rate and review a slasher film, and then at the end of the episode, we will add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes, and from there, we will vote and eliminate one slasher from that list, leaving us with our top three slashers, aka our three final girls. So Todd, why don't you tell us what our final girl list is so far, and what we are reviewing tonight?
All right, Kruger, thank you. Our final girls would be Skinner, Slumber Party Massacre, and Eyes of a Stranger. Eliminated so far, we had Edge of the Axe, Just Before Dawn, and Charlie's Farm. Up for elimination tonight, Evil Dead Trap. Available on Blu-ray from Unearthed Films.
Yes. Evil Dead Trap is a 1988 Japanese horror film from director Toshiharu Ikeda. And in this one, a TV station employee takes a camera crew out to an abandoned factory to investigate a purported snuff film that was made there, only to end up running for her life. Nami hosts a late-night video program, and she receives a tape which appears to be a real snuff film. She and her crew investigate the location where she meets a man looking for her brother, who warns her to stay away. As she gets closer to the troupe, she and her friends are subjected to a brutal nightmare. All right, Kruger, what did you think of Evil Dead Trap?
So this was a first time watch for me. I blind bought the Unearthed Films classic Blu-ray, and just going into this, all I knew was it was a slasher film from late 80s, from Japan. And first thing I noticed from the movie is it had a really giallo-esque score. Really amazing fucking soundtrack. The cinematography too was also kind of giallo-esque. They did some certain stuff with like various filters they used for certain moments that were really cool. And it was just, it was like a really weird, but fever dream type of way of telling the story in the movie that was cool. The characters, I really liked the TV host, Naomi, as our main character. I mean, man, was she fucking gorgeous as well. And I loved how much of a badass she starts to become towards the end of the film. And I also dug the mysterious man she, you know, runs into towards the middle of the film and how he ties into the story. I also dug the killer, man. I mean, he was brutal as fuck. I dug his little lair that he had with all the tapes playing and the TVs and stuff, just like, you know, really set the mood for the, you know, his villainous ways, and the whole motivation on why he was after Naomi, I thought was really well done. And, you know, I also dug the look. It kind of reminded me of, you know, The Prowler or, you know, something along that line. But it was also, you know, a different look. And towards the end of the film, the whole nother aspect to that character. I mean, holy shit, this movie gets crazy as hell. And I love that. And, you know, just from start to finish, this movie had me, you know, glued to the fucking screen, to be honest with you. I mean, we get that brutal ass snuff tape at the beginning. And, you know, and then we watch, you know, Naomi and her crew just get picked off one by one by this killer with these crazy traps. And, you know, just the whole time I was thoroughly entertained. And the last 20 minutes are just so completely fucking batshit insane. It added a whole nother level of enjoyment for me. And I wasn't expecting the ending at all. And I thought it was fucking glorious, honestly, and totally elevated this movie on another level. Last but not least, the kills and gore I thought were really fucking impressive, extremely brutal and impressive practical effects that, you know, just kept the gore hound in me extremely happy. And, you know, I knew it was coming from Unearthed Film, so had to have some crazy gore, and I was definitely satisfied. So I love this fucking movie. I mean, it's got to be one of my favorite Japanese movies I've seen in I don't know how long. And this is definitely going to be in my rotation for many years to come.
Yeah, so Evil Dead Trap, always been a really big fan. I saw it, I think, in the late 90s for the first time. And I've always loved it ever since. It's a film that kind of inspired a lot of things and was inspired by a lot of things. There's a lot of Frank Henenlotter in here, David Cronenberg. You had mentioned the Goblin-style score that they had going for it. Some of the Argento, a lot of Argento shots going on. I mean, you could kind of keep picking out stuff. Obviously, this is not your standard stalk and slash. There's a lot more going on with this, but it's still definitely a slasher. The director, Aikida, he was actually known for his work at Nikatsu, which with the Roman porno series, which I know is a funny sounding theme, but they were like S&M laced, like really sadistic films. He did Sex Hunter, Angel Guts, Red Porno, all.
When's that episode? When are we doing that?
There's a whole line of Nikatsu stuff. So a lot are DVD only, but yeah.
Line it up, Todd.
Yeah, he was known for that, and not a big horror guy, but certainly made his mark with this film.
Figures.
And it's a shame. I know a lot of people that haven't actually taken the leap yet and watched it that just think it's like an Evil Dead knockoff, which it's not at all. There's a little bit on some of the cast. A lot of adult film actresses were used here, except for the lead. In fact, Hitomi Kobayashi, who plays Rei, was initially who the director had eyed for the lead role. She's actually was a big adult film star in Japan. So
pixelated or not pixelated?
They pixelate certain things.
I'm good.
Which makes it a little frustrating, I know. But
there was technology. On eBay, I remember someone selling it that could unpixelate. I don't know if it ever worked, but
I've never heard. I don't see how.
Dan's like, I would have bought that shit.
He's like, stop the show.
I could have used it back in the day for sure. But yeah, this has got all sorts going on. Lucio Fulci as well. Lots of nasty ocular trauma going on here. And I just love the weird vibe. You may not get everything in this movie. A lot of it's kind of up for debate what's really going on, but it doesn't matter. I just revel in the weirdness of this film. And it also, video game fans, this went on to inspire a lot of Japanese video games like Clock Tower, Trapped, Dark Deception. This was more influential than you think. It's not a film everybody's heard of, but and the special effects by Shinichi Wakasa. Sorry if I'm saying the name wrong. He went on to work on multiple Godzilla films in the 90s, and you can see the talent on display. I love this film. The lead actress was even in Ridley Scott's Black Rain, which is not a popular Scott film, but you can check
it out. Michael Douglas one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine. I like it. It's not considered like the best. I actually like it too, but it's been a while. I have to revisit that. But
which Scott was it?
Ridley Scott's Black Rain.
Not Tony.
No, not Tony. And you may also, if some of this looks familiar, I'm spacing on the serial killer's name, Mizaki, something Mizaki. He was a serial killer that taped his kills around this exact time. So that was big in the news at that time. And it's a slasher film. You can actually sit and dissect a little bit. How often can you say that? And I love it. Sorry to rant too much, Pugs. What did you think of Evil?
By all means, I understand completely because I avoided this title. Not sure why. maybe I was one of those idiots that was like, oh, it's Evil Dead. Play on Evil Dead. I'm good.
Most Why wouldn't that make you immediately want to watch it?
Because I would just want to watch Evil Dead. I know. For some reason, it's just one of those, I'll watch Mobius or some shit like that. Grotesque. I fucked up because this movie's fucking awesome. It is one of my new fucking... it's a new favorite because it's fuck the ending, guys. That's my shit. I thought that was cool as fuck.
Me too.
Yeah. Like I was enjoying myself up until then too. So like, cause it's gory, it's brutal, it's just mean, and I dug it. And then with that reveal at the end, oh, you just put the cherry on top of this fucking sundae. So fuck out of this movie and. Yeah, I want to see where it lands on our list here.
Yeah, very well acted, too. I mean, this has kind of got that, like, grimy underground reputation, but it's actually very well
acted. It feels gross. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is gross, too.
I can very distinctly remember the first time I saw it, because it was the day it came out on Blu-ray, or DVD, which was October 31st, 2000. Oh, so... So I remember watching it after everything died down and we threw it on. And I fell in love with it then, and it still kicks ass. I mean, like you guys mentioned, it's good, and then you get to that ending, and it puts it up on a different level. Yeah, I mean, you guys, Dan Ridley nailed it with some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Suvi's great. I don't think it's going to be a hard choice today.
And double this up with obscure movie Devil Fetus, also a Japanese film from the early 80s. Devil Fetus, and then
I've never seen that. So yes, please.
Entrails of a Virgin and Entrails of a Beautiful Woman. That's one of the interviews they even mentioned those on here.
I'm in a movie called Entrails.
Oh fuck yeah, you are shit.
It's out of a virgin.
Fair.
That'd be Dan's one.
I was in some classics, wasn't I? So
how would you call older women?
I like that though.
MVZ. All right. So rate on a scale of 0 to 5. Let's go ahead and what say you, Kruger?
Man, I'm a 5 out of 5. I mean, this is a fucking masterpiece. Possibly one of my new favorite Japanese films ever. And get the fucking Unearthed Blu-ray. I think it's on sale on their site for $29.99. Go get that shit, man. It's 100% worth your money, and the special features on there are great as well. So check it out. Totally worth the blind buy. I highly recommend it. What about you, Pugs?
I am a 5. Yeah. Let's do this.
5.
5. There you go.
Hey, one big hole.
One big hole. This might be our first of the year.
This is the first hole so far in Slashtober. So,
but I will say it's not going to be for everybody. This is, like I said, not standard stock and slash stuff.
No,
it's a weird movie.
It's weird. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of like traps. So, it's kind of like, Strangeland Saw to maybe an extent too. Maybe got some inspiration from here. So, but. It's worth the watch. I mean, fucking hell.
It's great funny because I said this was going to be easy. I knew this was going to be a pretty high rating, but the actual elimination I think is going to be a pain in the ass.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a while. You can go anyway now. All right, so up for elimination we have Skinner, Slumber Party Massacre, Eyes of a Stranger, and Evil Dead Trap.
Oh, fuck, dude. Like,
I'll go if you want, Kruger.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm Slumber Party Massacre gets the axe for me. Again, it's no diss on that movie. It's just I think the others are cooler.
I wonder if Dan's going to pick the same as me. Dan?
I'm going Skinner's got to go. And that's nothing. Again, it's a hard thing. But yeah, that one's few notches below, even though I love it.
Yeah, that's where I landed too, on Skinner between those
you motherfuckers.
I love Skinner too.
Blackface Ed Gein, man.
Yeah, man. I can't fucking take Skinner away. Man. Yeah, I would be like, to be honest with you, I would be eyes of a stranger. So we're gonna need to figure this shit out.
Not really, because it's 2-1 yeah, and one.
Skinner's gone.
Yeah, Skinner's gone.
Damn, not Skinner, but close Skinner. Enough. Skinner. Well, technically that too.
Fuck. But again, that's nothing against the films. Just hey, it's a tough lineup.
This will be the first time this happens.
Yeah, it's gonna probably be really hard going forward.
Unless I change my vote to Eyes of a Stranger. I won't.
Don't make it difficult, Pugs. That's gonna come later.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Eliminated Skinner, unfortunately.
God damn it.
So we have left.
Racist, both of you.
Lumber Party Massacre, Eyes of a Stranger, and Evil Dead Trap.
Rest in peace, Ted Raimi. God damn it.
It's a good list, though, man.
Yeah. Dude,
skinning angels in heaven.
Dude, having Skinner and fucking Slumber Party Massacre as in the first episode was a big mistake. But we tend to do that when we do these, because I know we did the same shit with our 12 Days of Slashmas. Like we had like Jack Frost and something else that was a heavy hitter, like right at the beginning. So
there's some heavy hitters still coming.
Yeah, at least,
there's a couple left.
I thought Skinner was going to fucking make it to the end. I'm not even going to front.
I agree. I thought it was going to last longer than, was this episode 4, 3?
Yeah.
4?
Wait, no, yeah. All right, well, before we go to spoilers, and Pimp Kruger cusses us all out. Dan, why don't you tell them about our special bonus Patreon episodes we have coming up?
Yes, Todd and Kruger have a couple bonus Patreon episodes to go with all our other great Patreon content on patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. And they are doing the sequels to Evil Dead Trap 2 and 3. And they are also doing Slumber Party Massacre 2 and 3. So those are going to be Patreon only. So get on there. It all starts at $1. Again, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for uncensored original content that you can't get anywhere else.
All right, on that note, let's go to spoilers.
All right,
here we go.
Well, first thing I gotta talk about is the snuff tape, because it hits right away. And I mean, just the way it starts with, you know, the killer cutting into that chick's flesh, and then he sticks the chick in the eye, but he doesn't just stick her in the eye. He fucking sticks it and then cuts the eyelid like straight up. It looks so fucking painful. Like
that's the level. Yeah.
I mean, that had to be, I mean, yeah, that's some zombie Fulci level eye gore right there. I mean, it was fucking
approved.
Yeah, it was fucking brutal, and just seeing her eye juice squirt out it too, like great stuff.
Clear gel.
Yeah, I also like I love the scene where the girl sees, you know, the maggots on the ceiling, and then she finds, you know, the corpse in the locker, and that causes her to stumble back right into the seat, and then boom, she's in a death trap and gets impaled with 3 different metal spears, and like, you know, that sounds kind of basic, but there's a little pizzazz there, because one of these spears like gets her in the rib cage, and it doesn't like go through super fast. It's going like really slow, and you're kind of hearing each rib break through. So like
they're cruel kills.
It looked fucking painful as hell, and it was just, you know, it was a really fucking well done kill, and it caught me off guard. It really came out of nowhere. So, yeah, I thought that was great. And then the way the killer throws her dead corpse on the meat hooks at, you know, the crew later on in the movie, I thought was really cool. Like, he kind of slides her down this thing hooked on some meat hooks. And then the one dude working for the killer, I guess, to get free, and he ends up struggle snuggling that one chick in the car. I like the way that, you know, he got taken out with the rod through, you know, the back of the head, out the mouth. And then the way the girl got done was so fucked up. She gets this noose over her head, and then it's like it's wrapped around like this pulley thing. So she gets yanked over the car up onto the pulley and then just dropped right on her fucking neck. It's just like, God damn. I mean, it is
clever. Yeah.
Yeah. Clever and just fucking brutal. And then, you know, the whole scene where the trap on Mako's rigged up to the door and Nabi's about to open it up, and you know, you think she's going to get shot in the face by this crossbow, but it completely misses her. But sure as shit, you know, Nami thinks she's about to be able to go save her, and she hits a tripwire, and then boom, this fucking lever comes and a hat, like it looked like almost like a machete blade, just goes straight into the side of her fucking face. And just the way it hit her, like the way it hit her face, and the way it was kind of like just her part of her fucking head was hanging off. It was great. Last but not least, at the end, you know, when we find out the killer's that one guy that Nami, you know, ends up meeting in the story, and we find out about his little brother fetus that lives inside them, and this underdeveloped fetus monster crawls out fucking dude's body and just starts strangling Nami with her fucking, with his fucking umbilical cord like it's a goddamn tentacle. I mean, that was awesome. And then the fucking dude takes the baby fetus thing and is shoving it back inside him. I mean, that is just so fucking awesome.
I had an ear-to-ear smile that whole time, by the way. When he popped up, I was like, oh, that's cool.
And then
what's he doing?
And then when he burst into flames and, you know, he comes back and just the way his face looked, it was fucking awesome. It was like some Nightmare on the end of Nightmare on Elm Street type shit. It was great.
Yeah, you're right.
yeah. And, you know, and he kind of, you know, when I saw him like that, my mind for some reason went straight like Toxic Avenger because of the way he looks. So that was cool too. And you know, I love the way, you know, Nami ends up stabbing him in the eye right before, you know, he crashes through the window to his death, and the way he falls into literal pieces on impact because of how charred he is. That was great. And then sure as shit, that big reveal at the end, when, you know, we think Nami is safe, and then boom, some fucking explosion that comes out of her snatch, and this fucking baby just pops out at the end there, and apparently it can transfer from body to body. I mean, that's a fucking thing. That's
awesome. Doesn't explain everything. That's going to be the one issue that I know some people have with it, but
yeah, but I see. For me, watching these sequels, I'm curious where things are going to go, because I wonder if it does, you know, follow that same storyline or not. And if it does it expand upon the lore to explain that a little bit?
You haven't watched them yet, but no. It'll be interesting seeing what you think on Patreon. But I won't say anything. I just really love this movie. I was really glad to see it on Blu-ray from Unearthed. I wonder if they'll get the other two. I'm not sure.
They had put out the second one back when.
That's what I'm thinking, as long as the rights are still there.
This movie needs to be bigger. Like more people. Like, I know it influenced a lot of things, but like, we need to bring light to this fucking movie.
Yeah,
more people need to know.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm so happy Unearthed put out this thing, because I mean, the cover art they've been getting for the last couple. I mean, the new cover art on the Unearthed. Dan, can you hold it up again? You have it with you?
Sure.
The cover art fucking was super enticing to me. That's why I fucking ended up watching it. Yeah, there we go. And just fucking, it's such a great film. And such a great release. The little featurette they had on there where I think it was like a film historian guy. They interviewed him talking about the film. And
three commentaries too, which
yes.
Yeah, that's a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, I mean, Unearthed, when it comes to their classic line, and honestly with any of their releases, they always fucking put out amazing special features and try to jam-pack as much shit as they can into it. And perfect stuff. And I recommend this. Check out other Unearthed film stuff, too, especially their classics line. I know last year we recorded a film, or we recorded a review for a film called The Untold Story that was a part of the Unearthed Classics line. Nice serial killer cannibal film. I would grab that, dub it up with Evil Dead Trap for a nice night of sick and twisted fun.
Amen, brother. And it's streaming on Shudder, The Untold Story. So yes. If you're on a budget, by all means, just make sure you watch these movies.
Yeah, great stuff.
I hope Unearthed also gets Ebola syndrome. I can't remember if they announced it.
No, they haven't. But... No, they haven't announced that. I know they got Dr. Lamb though. So that's a big one that I'm pretty excited about. I think somebody else got Ebola syndrome. I can't remember. I'm sure Stephen Byro will watch this video. So let us know in the comments, Stephen.
More Anthony Wong on Blu-ray, and we're down.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, well, it's another one for the books.
There we go.
Anything before we get out of here?
Keep tuning in to Slashtober Part 2. We've got a lot coming up. It'll be interesting to see who's left standing.
Our next episode will be He Knows You're Alone?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, with that being said, I'm going to go get a PSL. Gentlemen, let's get the fuck out of here and enjoy our October. Dan?
Good night, and keep enjoying your Halloween season, and stay tuned to Flesh Wound Features on YouTube.
Mr. Todd?
Something insulting towards Dan.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.